Have a look at the Great American Divide. Our CBS News poll out today found only 39% of Americans approve of the job that President Trump is doing. But look at this. It's 82% of Republicans who say he's doing a good job, and the Democrats, 6%. Today we heard from the driving philosophical force behind the president, Steve Bannon. And here's our White House correspondent, Margaret Brennan.
If you want to see the Trump agenda, it's very simple. It was all in the speeches.
In a rare appearance, President Trump's chief strategist, Stephen Bannon, cast himself as a revolutionary.
There's a new political order that's being formed out of this, and it's still being formed. But if you look at the wide degree of opinions in this room, whether you're a populist, whether you're a limited government conservative, whether you're a libertarian, whether you're an economic nationalist, we have wide and sometimes divergent opinions. We are a nation with a culture and a reason for being. And I think that's what unites us.
He said the goal of the Trump presidency is threefold.
The first is kind of national security and sovereignty. The second line of work is what I refer to as economic nationalism. The third, broadly, line of work is what is deconstruction of the administrative state.
And Bannon touted what he sees as the president's early accomplishments.
Things I think one of the most pivotal moments in modern American history was his immediate withdrawal from TPP. That got us out of a trade deal and let our sovereignty come back to ourselves.
Bannon, a former Goldman Sachs banker who previously ran conservative website Breitbart, repeatedly attacked the media, which he referred to as the opposition party.
They're corporatist, globalist media that are adamantly opposed.
Bannon said the Trump White House will have to continually take on the mainstream media.
As more jobs get better, they're going to continue to fight. If you think they're going to give you your country back without a fight, you are sadly mistaken. Every day, it is going to be a fight.
Bannon appeared alongside his sometime rival, White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, who agreed with his media critiques.
We're so conditioned to it. I'm personally so conditioned to hearing about why President Trump isn't going to win the election, why a controversy in a primary is going to take down President Trump.
The two men said they were united in achieving Mr. Trump's goals.
The reason Reince and I are good partners is that we can disagree.
And Bannon said President Trump would not back down from his positions.
All the opportunities he had to waver off this, all the people have come to him and said, oh, you got to moderate. Every day in the Oval Office, he tells Reince and I committed this to the American people. I promised this when I ran, and I'm going to deliver on this.